At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, yeah. I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. All right, welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler.
And we are the Good Liars. And for anybody out there who doesn't know who we are two comedians. We've been traveling the country for years now, attending political events, talking to the people attending these events. And honestly, we've also been known to prank some politicians along the way.
It's true.
And we might be called the Good Liars. But on this show, we are going to tell the truth.
Yeah. And you know, you might be missing part of the truth when you watch our videos online because you don't know what happened right before, what happened right after, what we think about them. So we're going to share that with all of you.
So each episode, we're going to dive into some big issues, tell some stories about our own adventures on the road. We'll also welcome some guests from the world of comedy and politics.
Today, we're going to talk about something that we think is interesting. It's something we've come across over the past couple of years. It's that people are saying that Joe Biden is not himself.
Wow.
Does that make any sense? That Joe Biden is being played by an actor, or in some cases, several actors. So we're going to get into that today.
There's only one thing to say in response to that, and that is, all righty then. So let's get to the truth.
Wow, you guys are such good liars.
We're going to get to the truth here. Was Biden replaced by a body double? Which, when I think about this, that is the plot of the movie Dave, that 1990s movie with Kevin Klein, where he was playing like a impersonator of the president and then ended up becoming president because the president had like a heart attack and when he was like having sex with his secretary or something like that.
Dave Kovic was an ordinary guy.
Mr. Cole, your government needs your help.
We just happen to look like the president.
You're a very handsome man.
A great movie. I don't remember a lot about it. I think they smoked weed in a van at one point together. Anyway, let's get into it.
Has Joe Biden been replaced by a body double? According to some of our sources, he has. We should say that these sources are people we've talked to outside of Trump rallies, though.
I was going to say, though, we do have a lot of sources.
We do have sources, yes.
Are they reliable? I don't know.
What about Biden? I think he's been done. He's been dead. That isn't the real Biden. That isn't the real Joe Biden. Oh, okay. That is not the real Joe Biden. So who is it? Some kind of actor. So were you upset about the Biden speech a couple nights ago? I don't watch TV. Okay. I don't believe in anything that comes. I saw a little bit of it on, you know, but right. It's all bullshit. But you don't. So you don't even think that was Joe Biden that was talking there? No, that's not the real Joe Biden. The real Joe Biden been dead, man. Okay. That's my opinion, and I'm quite sure it's a lot of other people's too. So I see everyone saying fuck Joe Biden. Everyone saying let's go Brandon. So you don't blame Biden for any of the problems that the country's facing right now?
How can you blame a dead man for the problem?
It's a valid question.
I respect that he's keeping his views consistent, I guess.
Yes.
You know, we've talked to some people where if you'd be like, I don't want to spoil some of the next videos.
No, I was going to say, that's a great segue. Yeah, some people, they have some conspiracy theories, but there isn't like a consistency to the canon of the world that has been created for them or that they've created for themselves.
And this guy was like, he thought it was a little weird of you to insinuate that like you would blame a dead guy for a speech that he clearly didn't give.
It's like, no, I'm not going to say let's go Brandon or fuck Joe Biden. Why would I care what a dead person is doing? I know what he's doing. He's sucking on maggots right now. He's dead.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah.
6 feet under, or however they get rid of, however the deep state gets rid of presidents. I don't know.
No, I'm not going to give a spoiler to the guy you talked to either. We know how it happens, according to our sources. But let's play a video of another guy I talked to who didn't really have the same consistencies in his stories, but also believed that Joe Biden was not alive.
You think that Trump is actually still in power right now?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So you think Biden is not the current president right
now?
No,
sir.
No.
No, sir. I've never believed it.
So Trump is the current president right now?
Yes, sir.
So are you mad at Trump for the high gas prices?
No. It's not Trump's fault.
Whose fault is it then?
He's got to set all this.
But Joe Biden, where's Joe Biden? He said he's not president.
He's not the president.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is.
So how could the gas prices be his fault if he's not president?
What you don't understand what they're trying to do. They have to wake up the dingleberries that are still asleep.
Okay.
I follow that.
Okay.
I got it. Now we're in agreement.
This is something we've heard, right? It's like waking everyone up.
Yes.
Kind of can explain every bad thing that's happening.
But it's not everybody that's asleep. It's only the dingleberries. You need to keep that in mind while we're talking about that.
How do you know a dingleberry when you see a dingleberry?
Oh, I'm looking at a dingleberry right now.
Who are you looking at?
It's me. I'm the dingleberry.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I'm not awake, because I did not believe this guy.
Do you think it's the red hat, though? I guess is what I'm getting at. Is it anybody who's not wearing the hat?
Is it dingleberry?
Is a dingleberry. I mean, you have to have a way of knowing this kind of stuff.
I mean, maybe that's it. The dingleberry. And also the Hillary for prison.
Right.
You're not wearing one of those. You're DG material, as far as I'm concerned. DB, excuse me. I don't know what I'm saying here. But DeVram, you talked to some people that believe the same thing. Well, not the same thing. There's some differences.
What do you think is going on in the Biden White House right now?
I'm pretty sure there's a big fake going on right there.
What do you mean by that?
That's not the real Biden that they present on TV. Based on the features and the mannerisms, I can tell that's not the same guy. So
where's the real Biden?
I think he's passed on.
So he's actually dead. Who do you believe is in power right now?
They stand in the shadows and we don't know who they are exactly. They're loony. They're crazy. There's something weird going on there.
Something weird happening. So that's not the real Biden. We're seeing a consistency here.
Yes.
That's not the real Biden that they're presenting. There's a big fake going on. The wool is being pulled over our eyes, and it's because we're dingleberries.
And so as dingleberries, we need to ask ourselves, look, I don't want to be a dingleberry, okay?
Okay.
I got accused of being a dingleberry by that gentleman in Orlando, Florida. That's not something I want on my permanent record.
Did it hurt your feelings? Did you think about it?
I've been thinking about it for 2 years now, and I'm glad we're doing this show right now because we're going to get to the bottom of it. Earlier, I was saying that this reminded me of Dave, that Kevin Kline movie in the 90s. I don't think this is a Dave situation. This reminds me more of like John Carpenter's They Live. There's a giant conspiracy going on. There's so many people involved in it. And you can only tell by having the Ray-Ban sunglasses and seeing the truth.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth. Our owners, they have us. They control us. They are our masters. Wake up.
They Live starred the late, great Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Of WWF fame. One of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Greatest heel of all time, maybe. Great performance. Should have won an Oscar.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Whoa.
One of the greatest lines in film history, so.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Mama don't like tattletales.
Big Oscar snub here in this Oscar season. That's not the important part. The important part is he was seeing that there's aliens inhabiting the skin of real people. Maybe that's what's going on with Biden. Haven't heard that theory yet, but maybe that's what's going on with Joe Biden right now.
Honestly, it does sound like one of the best movies ever created. So Oscar committee or whatever it's called, if you're listening, reconsider.
So these people believe that Joe Biden has been replaced by a body double. But my main question is, why? Why do they believe it?
Mm-hmm.
So we did some digging on the internet. And this is like second, third page of some Google results that we've gone into to get some of these articles, which is pretty big. This is from a Forbes article that you're going to pull up here.
Viral tweets baselessly claim Biden is a body double wearing a mask. But is it baseless, right? These seem like reliable sources.
The people we've talked to outside of Trump rallies? Yeah, definitely.
Even if they're insulting us, calling us dingleberries. So here we see, remember last month when conspiracy theorists insisted John Fetterman, the U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, had been secretly replaced by a body double or a clone? Went viral on X. X has been flooded with tweets over the past 48 hours claiming that Biden is actually a guy wearing a mask made to look like the 80-year-old president.
Everyone's like, Biden looks so different than he did when he was vice president. It's because he had plastic surgery.
Right.
He had work done. He literally had a facelift. Like, it's right. Not a mask. He had a facelift. He got hair plugs. Like,
well, don't say it's not a mask until we properly dig in here. Your opinion.
This is my opinion going into this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be swayed by the evidence that's put forth here. You've dug up some really compelling evidence.
Gosh darn right.
But he had a fucking facelift. Of course he was going to do that before he ran for president. And Trump just had all this fucking work done too. Anyway.
At Forbes, they seem like they've already made up their minds. They said, obviously that's an absurd idea that previously would have gotten very little attention on social media outside of extreme circles. But the tweet has been seen over 2.8 million times. So people really are into it. Now, if we go down here further, this is getting more ridiculous by the day. This is not Joe Biden. I mean, this is a really weird picture. What do you think happened in this picture here?
I mean, it looks like he's shaved bald, right? Like, it doesn't look like he has hair.
It just looks like a very weird, manipulated picture. It looks like he's been shaved bald. I don't know how else to say it. Can you just change the settings on a photo and someone's hair disappears?
Yes, you can. I don't know. Yeah. It's like an Instagram filter or something.
All right, so people have some evidence in quotes.
So it's like the theory that we're seeing out here is that this is not the real Joe Biden. It's somebody wearing a mask, and they are the only ones who've kind of gotten to the bottom of it. And this is the truth, and they're hiding it from us.
Mm-hmm. Should we check out some more evidence?
Yes, let's look at more evidence.
So for the listeners, we're pulling up a post on X here, and we see that Biden is scratching his neck.
So he scratches his neck, and then he pulls his finger across it, and then like the skin kind of folds together almost like it's somebody wearing a mask.
Kind of drags his finger as he pulls it away, and it looks a little rubbery and strange.
That's a little weird, right?
It's a little weird.
Now, that said, I don't have a lot of experience with old skin, with it being around elderly people.
You don't have like one old neck that you've scratched in your past?
Well, I'm trying to think, you know? I'm trying to think of, like, I've never done that. I think that's a weird move to, like, draw your finger across the back of their neck and then check to see if it all piles up there.
I just think if we were super committed to what we were doing, we maybe would do that. Maybe we'll do that soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, Devron, there's certainly a lot of old people that live in your neighborhood that I've seen walking around.
In my neighborhood?
In your neighborhood specifically. Not as much mine, unfortunately.
Okay.
I think you should go out there, touch some necks, finger some necks, as it were, and don't make that sexual. You're just fingering them to see that they...
You're telling me not to make it sexual or anybody who's listening?
Anybody who's listening to me tell you to finger an old person's neck, don't make that sexual. It's not sexual.
It's not sexual. It's research here.
It's research, yes.
Not sexual. Well, but what do you think? It sounds like that might sway you a little.
I would say that video was the first compelling piece of evidence that I've seen. It's a little odd, that video.
Okay, so a little more evidence. People are saying Biden's skin tone doesn't match.
Whoa. Okay.
Reuters. Okay, so it says, post on Facebook claim, a CNBC interview with Joe Biden shows a disguised body double rather than the former vice president himself, pointing to a skin tone mismatch.
Wow.
I don't know, guys. For Trump supporters to be making the unnatural skin tone argument seems like a stretch to me. They say it was due to lighting, not a body double or deep fake.
Not due to copious amounts of makeup put on the face of a president. Okay.
Right.
So then the other bit of evidence that we heard is that Trump, Donald Trump, actually gave some signs, some like secret signs.
When it comes from Donald Trump himself, you kind of have to take it seriously. So we're looking at another very popular post on X of Donald Trump giving a speech. He's kind of doing like a hand motion. He says, Joe Biden, he makes little circles where the eyes are on his face. And then he kind of does a little strange motion around his face. People are saying this means that he's kind of saying that Joe Biden is appearing in a mask. Now, if you love Donald Trump, this is big news.
This just gave me a sense memory to talking to somebody in Houston, Texas, or I guess it was like an hour outside Houston, Texas, 2 years ago. And I think it was the first time we ran into somebody from negative, what is it? 58?
48.
48.
Okay, well, negative 48 is Michael Brian Protzman teaching gematria. Michael Jackson sang about it. A, B, C, easiest one, two, three.
JFK.
Who do you think?
Not dead. He was resurrected 4 days later as Jesus Christ.
Negative 48, the like JFK is alive cult that like they all got together in Dallas, Texas for the second coming of John F. Kennedy Sr. And I guess they were wrong about that. But the guy said to me, he's like, Donald Trump, what do we know about Donald Trump? Donald Trump doesn't lie. He said, Joe's shot. And he like does like a little like hand motion, like shot. And he like did it to my head. And it was like, kind of, it was scary.
Yeah. Uncomfortable. Yeah.
Uncomfortable. And he was like, that means he was telling us that Joe Biden was shot in Guantanamo Bay and it's over. It's all over. He's dead. And he's really in charge. First thing I want to say is, big if true.
That would be huge.
It would be huge if Joe Biden is not Joe Biden and it's somebody wearing a mask. But one theory we came across that I actually didn't see until like we were Googling this was that Joe Biden is actually Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of John F. Kennedy Sr., who we were just talking about. And I want to just preface this by saying, just so we don't get flack from the people that believe Joe Biden's wearing a mask and are being played by the different people we'll get into later. These people are not saying that this is like Lee Harvey Oswald in a mask. They're saying Joe Biden is actually Lee Harvey Oswald. And I think that's an important distinction.
I'm starting to get like JFK Oliver Stone vibes here.
Well, check out something called Mongoose, Operation Mongoose. Government, Pentagon stuff. Dan Charge. But who the fuck pulls whose chain? Who the fuck knows?
So we have this article up here from the Daily Dot. Was Joe Biden secretly Lee Harvey Oswald? It's just funny that people could just secretly be other people. But if I zoom in here, I'm starting to wonder about if this was all making a little more sense than we think. That's right. The username here is none other than Dingleberry.
Oh, shit. Well, no, Dingleberry Cherry is the name, is the handle.
Dingleberry Cherry. We're looking at old black and white photos of Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
And Lee Harvey Oswald. The tweet says, a young Joe Biden next to Lee Harvey Oswald. First arrests are going to be biblical. They're talking about all these mass arrests that all these conspiracy theorists think are going to happen. But the username is none other than Dingleberry. And that's what Jason is.
But someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better.
According to some of our sources, we shouldn't be looking to the past. We shouldn't be looking to the Lee Harvey Oswalds, you know, who were, you know, killed years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We should be looking at the present. We should be looking at kind of the truth that's right there, hitting us in the face, okay? And you don't have to be a detective, pet or otherwise, to connect the dots here with what I'm saying.
What the heck are you getting at?
In 2022, we talked to a woman who said she knew who was playing Joe Biden.
You think Biden is not alive right now?
No, the guy that's doing the stand-up job of trying to wake people up is an actor wearing a mask. I mean, there's several different people playing Joe Biden at this point. And when he fell up the stairs going on the airplane, I myself think that was Jim Carrey. I've heard that he was one of them.
Wait. You think that Jim Carrey was wearing a mask and
was the acting president.
Silly and being silly by falling up the stairs three different times. And James Woods also, I think, is one of the doppelganger mask-wearing people.
This is what she's referring to.
All right. So this is a video of Joe Biden going up the steps of Air Force One. He's walking up. All right. He's doing fine.
Oh. Dusting off his knees there. He fell kind of three times in quick succession going up the stairs. And then
it would be ridiculous if he gave a salute.
Gives a little salute at the top of the stairs. I think he knew that he had fallen three times just recently. What did you think when you saw that? Very silly, right?
It was a little silly. I don't think that was Jim Carrey necessarily.
What do you mean? The physical comedy kind of part of what he's done. We're so familiar with the way he moves. You don't think that was Jim Carrey going up the stairs there? And then there couldn't be anything funnier than the salute at the top.
I will say, falling up the stairs, funny. But I don't think it was Jim Carrey's brand of funny.
I don't know. I think everyone needs to watch it for themselves to decide. It was pretty funny, is all I'm saying.
I'm more on the Lee Harvey Oswald. I think it's more likely Lee Harvey Oswald is Joe Biden than...
Similar bone structure you're going with right now. And I think physical comedy-wise, Jim Carrey, kind of right on the money here.
Here's what happened. We put this video out, and then a mere few days later, Jim Carrey tweeted this. He said, "Oh dear," with a, looks like it is O sound going, ooh, emoji that he made with characters on the phone, like it's like 1999 or something.
But what is this? Is this confirmation or denial?
I don't know. He tweeted the video, said, "Oh dear," and he is neither confirming nor denying, which I think is an important
thing. They're onto us. Oh dear, they're starting to figure it out.
Why? Why?
Because they're on to him.
Why would you tweet that though?
I think maybe he got a little confused. He thought he was texting that.
Are you saying that he was like so method that he is like acting like Joe Biden?
He was acting like Joe Biden in not really knowing how to use his phone. He's so into the character that he thought he was doing a text. Some sort of high-level government official. Oh, dear, they're on to us.
Yeah, okay. So Jim Carrey maybe is the acting president, I should say, sometimes. Not all the times, but when he's doing something funny, that's him.
Just when he's doing something silly, Willy. So Jim Carrey's definitely playing Joe Biden, and part of what I think people are saying this, I say is definitely, obviously still open-minded here, people are calling Joe Biden the mask president because of things like this. We're looking at an X post from Joe Biden himself. You want to read what it says, Jason?
Wear a mask. Wow.
Some people will say this is about COVID, but other people would say it is in reference to...
Yeah, it was May 26th, 2020, by the way. But yes.
Some people would say it was in reference to COVID. I think that's what you're insinuating by the date. Other people would say it's a clue. It's a breadcrumb letting people know that Jim Carrey is playing Joe Biden, referencing Jim Carrey's hit fantastic film, The Mask.
Three catchphrases from The Mask. Go. Three. Quick, quick, quick.
I don't know. Stanley Ipkiss. I know.
It's not cool. Those aren't quotes. Smoking.
Yeah, that's great.
Somebody stop me.
These are great. Yeah. Somebody stop me. What's the third? Those are great.
I don't know another one. That's all I got.
That's an interesting time, Mr.
Ipkiss. Stanley Ipkiss.
Let's look at themes for the movie and see if this is possible, this correlation here, and things have been hiding in plain sight this entire time. So Stanley Ipkiss is kind of a reserved guy who is not putting himself out there, and that's kind of his flaw, or at least his perceived flaw at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Stanley the nicest guy?
Oh, that was the most sickening display I've ever seen.
I disagree.
He finds this mask, and it gives him the power to be not only outgoing, but seductive, to be all the things he wishes he could be.
Right.
Is that what's happening with Jim Carrey putting on the Joe Biden mask?
Are you saying, and I want you to be clear on this, that Joe Biden is seductive?
I'm not. I'm saying, using the themes of the movie, is there a quality that Jim Carrey didn't like about himself, something he wished that he could be more of, and that when he puts on the Joe Biden mask, it allows him to do that? He puts it on, he can walk slowly. He can take his time.
He can walk.
It's like, does he have to be quick-witted and tell a joke? No, he can just say mumble stuff and people will kind of...
Do you think that he is playing Joe Biden to satisfy his own shortcomings, to solve his own shortcomings? I don't know that that's the theory.
I'm creating a new theory using the mask right here.
Okay.
The mask that he has put on right now to play Joe Biden, Jim Carrey is known as this clown, this outgoing guy who's always got to make everybody laugh. He's always got to be quick on his feet, and he's always got to be super physical. When he puts on the Joe Biden mask, he has free rein to be the complete opposite of that.
But why is he falling up the stairs then?
Because every once in a while, you miss that old you. You miss getting those laughs. And that's why he does that every once in a while. Sometimes Joe Biden will have a one-liner that you're like, that was actually pretty good. But most of the time, it's very slow and, you know, he's searching for his thoughts.
Right.
He found this mask and put it on, and it almost looks like the mask from the movie Mask. And it, through a wish fulfillment, he is now in a position where he doesn't have to be the funny guy. He doesn't have to be quick and physical. He is actually getting to be all the things he wants.
That makes sense. You're saying, I think the crucial element here, I was wondering how it came to be. You're saying he found the mask just like in the movie.
That's the theory I'm going with now. Yes.
Yeah. I was just wondering how it came to be that Jim Carrey got the opportunity to decide that he wanted to be the president. You're saying he found that for the perfect mask.
Possibly.
My book is about masks as a metaphor, Mr. Ipkiss. A metaphor, not to be taken literally. You're suffering from a mild delusion.
There's a complicating factor here that maybe has occurred to some of you, is that Jim Carrey played Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live. I just wanted to pull up a clip of that to see where we stand after, you know, watching a little bit of that. Does that change our opinions at all? I don't know. I'm hoping so.
What I meant to say was, I'd appreciate it very much if you could just allow me to finish my responses as opposed to sabotaging every waking moment with a toxic geyser of verbal diarrhea, you cracked out, turd-hurling sack of rancid dog snot.
Okay, so with the zinger there, to me it makes me wonder, if Jim Carrey is Joe Biden, why would he do a bad impression?
Of course, to throw people off the scent, you would go on SNL and do an impression that sounded nothing like Joe Biden. That's how you get people to not think you're playing Joe Biden.
By your theory, which it sounds like you're really coming around to this.
Firmly believe this now.
Jim Carrey is playing Joe Biden, but has been doing it for so long that when the opportunity to do it on SNL came around, he decided he would do kind of a lesser...
A terrible impression.
A strange...
A terrible impression.
Other impression to throw people off the scent. Now that's starting to work for me.
I don't want you to tell anything but the truth.
I swear by Almighty God.
I'm telling you the truth.
The whole truth.
You better tell the truth.
Don't try and lie.
Don't bullshit. Bullshit.
Don't try and conceal anything.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Please, God, tell us what is true.
And what is the truth today?
Joe Biden is in the White House being president right now. And let's just get to it. Let's just get to the truth of this all. What is the truth? Has Joe Biden been replaced by a body double? Is that what happened here? Is it secretly Jim Carrey in a mask playing Joe Biden or somebody else? Is it Lee Harvey Oswald? Has Joe Biden been replaced with a body double? If I had to bet on it, here's the truth. This is the truth of the matter. If I had to bet on it, I would say no, he has not.
Yeah.
He has not been. But if he has been, we're going to give this advice to the White House and the deep state, the cabal, whoever's pulling the strings there. Pick a different actor to play him. whoever's playing him now seems very old and forgetful. I think maybe just pick somebody who's like a little bit more with it. So there wouldn't be all these questions following Joe Biden leading into the 2024 election.
Right. Pick somebody who can pull off Joe Biden physically, but then can just not beg all the questions about his age and competency.
All right, that's the truth. There you have it. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this here.
Feels good. What a roller coaster.
America. So that does it for this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth. For a special bonus episode, go to herohero.co/thegoodliars. We're going to be talking about another experience we had with the same conspiracy theory. I can't believe we've encountered it more than once. So proud of you guys. But before we go, DeVrom, any last words of wisdom?
Yes.
I saw you hitting the Google there. You forgot to do it.
I did not. The basis of optimism is sheer terror.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me a little reflective, to be honest.
Yeah.
That does it for The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next time. Bye.
America.
The Good Liars Tell the Truth is produced by Aaron Mason, with new episodes releasing every Tuesday. If you have any questions or suggestions, reach out to us at thegoodliarspodcast@gmail.com.
He says the USA is a joke. Is he right?